This is Assistive Tense, a research and development information program of the Georgia Radio Reading Service and the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab. I'm your host, Marianne Hill.
Julia de Blasio details the IVAT project.
In-vehicle assistive technologies, or the acronym is IVAT. And the idea behind this is we're talking with therapists, evaluators over at the Shepherd Center, which is for spinal and brain injuries, and we're looking at drivers who have both cognitive and physical limitations and trying to build assistive technologies for those types of drivers. This was a case study, and he had been in a bad motorcycle accident. When he's driving, he was having issues where he kept running through red lights, breaking the speed limit, and he was having a problem remembering that he was driving. They were evaluating when somebody was sitting with him and talking with him, that alone would cause him to remember that he was driving.
What technology could the team implement to assist the driver?
There's a collaboration between the Sonification Lab, the Shepherd Center, and a third party called Centrifuge, which has developed an in-vehicle interface. It's a touch screen that actually goes on the dashboard of the vehicle, and it has many, many, many applications. It can be used as a hub to sync navigation systems, entertainment systems, environmental controls, your air conditioning, things like that. We're looking to apply this technology for use with these cognitive aids.
For more information on this and other projects of the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab, go to their website at http://sonify.psych.gatech.edu. The Sonification Lab is an interdisciplinary research group based in the School of Psychology and the School of Interactive Computing at Georgia Tech. Under the direction of Dr. Bruce Walker, the lab develops and evaluates auditory and multimedia interfaces incorporating human factors in the display of information. Thank you for joining us for this month's Assistive Tech. For the Georgia Radio Reading Service, I'm Marianne Hill.